With a number of vaccinated events in circulation, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizza-Beach is reminding promoters that they must first receive permission from the Commissioner of Police. Dr. Kizza-Beach said although mask use is not mandatory for vaccinated events, sufficient hygiene practices and adequate spacing must be in place.
Well, we are aiming for 3/4 of the capacity of the area. So it's still not 100%, and it's still 3/4 of the capacity. And the consideration for the venue to be propped for the other components of the protocols to be implemented. So, for example, you should have control of access to that venue. If you're going to say you're going to go to Sign Hill Playing Field or so, where you might not, you not be able to control access, that, of course, is going to influence whether or not that is allowed by the police. So you have to be able to control access. You have to be able to ensure there's mask use. In, if necessary, though the vaccinated groupings, there's not, the mask use is not mandatory, but you have to ensure that you have sufficient hygiene and you have sufficient spacing. So even though we say as a general rule it's 3/4 of the capacity of the venue, we still have to consider the other parts of the requirement in terms of the likelihood of being able to enforce those components.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizza-Beach. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says current COVID-19 numbers suggest that the country is moving in the wrong direction, which is a cause for concern. In the British Virgin Islands, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 2,210. Internationally, the United States will purchase 200 million more COVID-19 vaccine doses from Pfizer and BioNTech and has an option to buy additional doses to address virus variants. Meanwhile, China said a World Health Organization proposal to audit Chinese labs as part of further investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus pandemic showed disrespect and arrogance towards science. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.